This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Would we like to add to it at some point? Yes. But I'm not sitting here thinking we have a glaring hole, but I get the perception. Sometimes you have young guys on your roster that you believe in as well that can ascend, but they have to prove it too. Just like last year we were getting the question about linebacker. Terrell Bernard had to prove it. Even Tyrell Dodson in his form when he played for us had to go prove it because he'd mainly been, you know, a backup prior to that.
Brandon Bean today, is he setting us up for Justin Shorter season? What will the Bills do this year at wide receiver in the draft? Who better, frankly, to ask than our morning show co-host, Jeremy White? It's Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, Facebook Live pre-draft show presented by my mic, I think was the problem there, sorry. Presented by Upstate Honda Dealers.
Yeah.
Jeremy, I mean, are you sort of ready to just go here, or do you want an actual question?
Well, I mean, I've got to make another 6 days, so, you know, keep it in check a little bit. I mean, we could go in with a question if you want. Sure.
Do you want to fist fight Nate Geary right now?
I want to not fist fight anybody. However, I want to know if anyone would talk about any other position like this. Don't take a defensive end at 28. You could probably get one at 44 instead. No, you would just take one. What did they do when they needed Kyrie Elam? They just took a guy. At the worst, they just take one. And anybody that talked themselves out of one at 28 because they want one instead at 42, what are you talking about?
Well, you get an extra guy when you do that.
Oh, that'd be so great if I got something in addition. Yeah, like a free, like a buy one, get one free. Here's a coupon for a third round pick. Congratulations. I'd love to have more picks, too. Just take one.
Because it's easier or because you think the value is so much greater?
Because Matt Miller, who is an NFL draft analyst and scout, said if you want a first round receiver, you can have one. So at worst, just take one. And, I mean, I'm on edge, I guess. I'm on edge.
Yep.
Because all of this is the Bills' fault. The reason this is so intense right now is because they've been needing this for years, and it's almost like they got a parking ticket and they got a penalty tossed on it, and they don't want to. Sorry if you have to overpay. You have to overpay because of what you did. You took defensive backs, and you took linebackers, and you took running backs three times.
On day two, yep.
So, yeah, if you have to overpay a little bit, then that's what you've got to do. So, yeah.
Is this all to say that drafting a receiver at 28, even if he's conceivably the sixth or even seventh guy, just to ask this, receiver taken in the first round, is that the least the Bills would be able to do that works for you?
Yeah, that'd be adequate. That'd be more than adequate. And then probably get one in, you know, the third or the fourth round because they so desperately still need help with the position. But, yeah, wide receiver six. Like, you know, sometimes we talk about that second round as a sweet spot. I've mentioned this quite a bit, whether it's, you know, A.J. Brown's a second-round pick, D.K. Metcalf. Look at what wide receiver number they were off the board, right? Was he wide receiver seven? Well, in a year where wide receiver seven goes 28th, that's still wide receiver seven. You don't apply the rest of the positions to it. You figure out where the receivers are going to go. So if you have to take wide receiver five, that was Brandon Ayuk right after he went after Justin Jefferson, who was wide receiver four in his class. So I'm not the least bit scared of what number receiver it would be. After the Bills go the Lions, the Ravens, and the Chiefs, all of which might take receivers as well. So Yeah, I mean, this is the easiest thing ever. And Bean today saying the smoke screen. I mean, he set up the smoke screen is what he did.
Yes.
Last year he said, I'm not going to trade up, and then he traded up. So, and then also today he said, I'm sorry, John, I'm rambling because I'm hot off all this chatter today about Justin Shorter. Who am I trying to do a nice player? And KJ Hamler and Andy Isabella. Yeah, okay, let's go. Mac Hollins, great. The rest of the league is in an arms race, and the Bills have been just standing here being like, well, we got Josh Allen, so he'll make everybody better. I'm sorry, I don't want Josh Allen to have to lift the world. Give him better players.
DK Metcalf was the ninth receiver picked in his draft in 2019, the last pick of round two. Metcalf, Hollywood Brown was the first receiver picked that year. It's always fun to go back because you always find guys that were not the first
there's
one.
There's always going to be,
they were good.
Sure. Better guys. So, I mean, we're living in a world where Diggs was a fifth-round pick, so like, everybody wants to remind you of that. But I'm with you, Jared. Like, to me, my worst-case scenario is that they pick the fifth or sixth guy or maybe even the seventh. I don't know, at 28. I'm willing to pay the price. I didn't want to do it for Sammy Watkins when EJ Manuel was the Bills quarterback, but if I got a mortgage futures to go get Rome Odunze, I feel like the hole they created on their roster with the Diggs trade, I'm open to that. I know it's not the smart thing to do, but I need a dude that is going to catch 80 balls. And that's the easiest. There's no ramp up. There's no, he's got to refine this or that like Brian Thomas Jr. That is like, there you go. There's your guy. And I'm here for it.
Yeah, there's definitely randomness involved. And to the point about Marquise Brown being first and DK Metcalf being wide receiver number nine, had Metcalf been taken in the first round, is that a bad pick? Of course not. You did get him in the second round, but you could have taken him in the first, and a lot of the receivers in that class end up being good enough. The Bills have to be realistic. Let's pick a couple positions that they would never consider taking. Right? Are they going to take a tackle in the first round? Take all the tackles off the board. Are they taking a quarterback? Take all the quarterbacks. Take all the running backs. I mean, I know defensive tackle and defensive end are in. Linebacker, take all them off the board and fill in 32 spots. How many receivers are in that top 32 for the Bills? Is it 12? It probably would be on their top 32 players.
Well, is that how are they actually doing it? Like the offensive linemen would be on their board, I think. Are there positions where they would just remove them and just is Caleb Williams on their board? Like, is he one of? Does he have a first round grade from the Bills? Does that even matter? I mean, I would feel like offensive linemen would be included in their analysis. Maybe not quarterbacks. I don't know. Like, I'm not ruling out the possibility of the Bills doing that in the first round. I think it's unlikely.
That's the thing, though. You know, best player available is a refrain, a common refrain. If they were to take a tackle, what would we say? Okay, I guess how big of an upgrade could you be over Spencer Brown? Not to say Spencer Brown is amazing, but okay, this first-round pick goes in, and now you have Spencer Brown. Are you trading him away? Are you just putting him on the bench? He started 16 games for you last year, was really good. You replaced a position you didn't need to replace. And the Bills kind of did that last year when they drafted a tight end, when they already had a tight end that they paid a lot of money to. Okay, Kincaid is their future, and that's fine. They don't have a future at this position. They don't even have a present at this position other than Curtis Samuel. And, you know, I'm excited about what he can do for this team. And Bean will get full credit if Samuel ends up being great. If he ends up being a true, really, a revelation, a wide receiver one, some of the calls I've heard today, like, I think he's going to replace Diggs, then give Bean GM of the year because he paid $8 million for a position that goes for 25 in wide receiver number one. I mean, the market, as much as we want to talk about, you know, the data on the draft, the market on free agents generally indicates you get what you pay for, and for Curtis Samuel, they paid for $8 million, which means he should be a nice player.
That's right. It probably means they get about that value from Curtis Samuel, lining him up in the backfield and running reverses and doing random things. We don't want to run out of time here without paying respect to like your vibe here. You've got the wide receiver big board with one name on it, Marvin Harrison Jr.
We're putting more of these on tomorrow. We got Brian Thomas Jr., your Ladd McConkeys, your Odunzes. This is the wide receiver big board that's going to come to our draft party at Resurgence on Thursday night.
You're going to have to rank those players then. That's what you'll be doing?
Yes, tomorrow I think Joe and I will put together our first wide receiver big board. If we could give you guys a shout-out and do it in reverse to pay homage to the reverse AFC power rankings.
I thought, no pressure, but I love that idea.
I thought about that, actually doing that here, but
you'd have to have only 16 names or whatever number of names. Like, you know, you'd have to sort of give me the whole list.
If you're asking how deep this board goes, I do have Devontae Walker on here.
Okay, well, that's pretty deep. That's pretty deep.
We got a little Ricky Pearsall, Javon Baker. So we're ready. We're ready.
How many total players do you have? Do you know?
I think I capped the number at 16 wide receivers.
Okay. Three. How many of those guys make it to Saturday?
Of the guys I've got, I bet eight of them at least. Have you guys noticed?
No,
it's
make
not
it
that
to
many.
Saturday?
Oh, I'm sorry, Saturday. Maybe one. Maybe.
Okay, I'd bet over.
Have you noticed Xavier Worthy is all of a sudden moving into the top 25 in mocks?
Yes, Dallas, 24.
That's because he became my favorite idea, Jer. That's the kind of juice.
Bulldog moved the market.
Yeah.
So you've got the board. You'll finish that up. You've got the hat.
Yes.
Don't.
The hat says, don't make me take you to the train station.
That was just a random find, or did you sort of design that?
I searched for a funny train hat, and this is what I came upon, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a Yellowstone reference. Great show. But, yeah, we're going to have fun at the draft party at Resurgence. It's going to be a good time. I can't remember the last time we had a draft party. Hopefully it wasn't in the last year or two and I just forgot about it.
I can't either.
What are the details on the draft party?
It's 7:30 till 11:30 during the whole first round. I haven't made any sort of personal guarantee. If we all hang out and then they trade down, we'll all just kind of laugh and, you know, shake hands and say goodbye.
Right.
But it's $45 and it includes beer, well drinks, pizza, prizes, trivia. We're going to be there the whole first round at Resurgence and really excited to do it just because, you know, nice chance to get out. And
yeah.
And it's an important draft. I think people are keyed into this one more than they have been in many years. This is not just, well, the roster seems perfect. You got to go for, you know, a plug-and-play corner or defensive end. This is the roster looks more imperfect than it has in a while, and there is, despite what Brandon Bean said today, a glaring need that is, you know, fun to talk about, and it's a perfect draft class to do it.
It does seem that way. WR1, there it is. There's also that on Jeremy's stream here.
I was trying to think of all the things to write on the StreamYard. I wrote wide receiver one because if he says they don't need a wide receiver one, he means me. They don't need me in the offense. That's right. But they do need an actual receiver. I'm beside myself. People believe him today? People believe
him? No. I don't. Maybe, but I don't.
I think that's what you say. I mean, that's
right. Yeah.
Diggs is off the team. So, I expect them to be more of a run heavy team because they were, and it worked. I think they would say that it worked. And so now they have this deficiency on the roster. Even Rome Odunze, I'm pretty sure, doesn't just cancel that out and like, all right, he's Diggs or even better as a rookie. I think all of that sort of points to they want balance is sort of the dirty word, but that they want to be more that way because down the stretch in their most important games, that's what they were and they were successful. Does that mean they'll be, what was it last year? Once Joe Brady took over, expected drop back rate, there were two teams above or below the Bills in the entire league. One was Arthur Smith's team. The other was the team that hired Arthur Smith this offseason. Like, just outlier teams, the Falcons and the Steelers. And the Bills were 30th in that statistic.
If they are intentionally building their team that way, I think I'm going to eventually want everyone fired in 2024, if they think reverting to being a run-heavy team as a philosophical sea change with Josh Allen as their quarterback, get the hell out of here.
Except it's not reverting. It's continuing what they were for the entire second half when they played only must-win games.
Well, that might have been Joe Brady doing what he can with somebody else's offense to simplify things, to try and get this thing into the garage. Like, let's make the postseason. And you know, maybe it is lip service, McDermott saying we want explosive plays and all that. But if they just take their – if they turn into what the Chargers have been with Herbert, where you've got this world-class talent at quarterback and you're going to run the ball. I mean, didn't Baltimore just learn this lesson that, hey, let the crazy, awesome quarterback throw it a little bit more. You might get better results out of it.
They did until the game they lost.
Until the game they lost.
Where they threw it all the time and they couldn't score.
They threw it all the time and they lost by 7 and they fumbled into the end zone. I mean,
they scored 10 points, but yes, that's right. Yeah. Well, the conversation continues and hopefully, I would say for our sake, any sort of trade works for us. Good, up or down, either way.
We'll and don't get me wrong. Like, I'm
fill the
tank. a trade up idea. It's enticing. It's also scary. I just don't want to hear anything about how this committee they've got right now is something that they can roll with and like, oh, it's actually great to instead spread the ball around.
No.
Because everybody that wants any receiver, you want to trade into the second round and take Ladd McConkey or Xavier Leggett. Don't you want that guy to become the best receiver in football? The answer to that is, of course you do. You'd want the best players. So this talk about spreading it around is just stuff you say to fill in the time before you find a guy that's good.
Right on. Cool that you're having this party next Thursday night at Riverworks. Love the train hype.
The big board.
The big board, the train hype, the hat, the whole thing.
Brian Thomas Jr. Who haven't I showed you yet? There's a Dunze.
I haven't seen Troy Franklin. I have not seen the name. Troy Franklin.
He's in here. Troy Franklin's in here. Yeah. Troy Franklin's in here.
You okay with Troy Franklin at 28?
Sure.
Okay. Anybody at 28. Anybody that you have a sticker.
And
love it.
Every once in a while, I'm okay if they do something. And then the second round, you know, they make work for them because it would still be the highest receiver they've taken since Zay Jones.
Zay Jones.
So,
there
you
it
know,
is.
Hey, second round receiver and then a fourth round receiver. You could come away. You could double dip. There's mm-hmm. lots of ways to do it that just don't include KJ Hamler and Justin Shorter's name being mentioned until they're worthy of being mentioned.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming over to our Facebook Live pre-draft show. More of it coming up, including on the Facebook page here for a few more minutes. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.